Morning Glory.
That is Fizz by Nico Nisnia. Wellington-based Balkan brass band, and they are coming up to grace us with their presence this weekend. They're playing at Lee Sawmill Friday, April 10th, and in Auckland on Saturday, April 11th at the Dalmatian Cultural Society. And I have band members Frankie Kurach and Nikki Rich on the line to talk to us. Good morning.
Morena. Hello, hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, good. Bit of drizzle. Didn't expect that. On the old phone, said nothing. Yeah. Did the washing, now raining. Never mind.
Can you, so you're calling from Wellington, yeah? You're still down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you head up tomorrow to Auckland?
Yes, bright and early tomorrow morning at 7:40 flight, I believe, yeah.
Are you going to shoot straight through to Lee and then come back, or how's it working?
We're going to go to the Dalmatian Club to scope the venue out and stuff, and then we have another interview with another radio station. I don't know if I can say that, Radio NZ, yeah. They're good. Public radio, and then we go to Lee Sawmill after that, yeah.
How long since you last played in Auckland?
Last year.
Yep.
We but it was pretty much many years of not being able to get the band up to Auckland because it's quite tricky with 9 people, you know, getting around New Zealand. But we have made it a priority and we've just done the hard yards and we have managed to get up there once a year for the past 3 years or so.
Yeah, 3 or so.
Yeah.
We love it. We love coming up there.
Yeah, and you've never played at the Dalmatian Cultural Society before? Is that a first?
No, we have. This is probably our third time there,
Awesome.
Last time it was packed.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, do we think about, should we play on Russ? But I don't know, if you've got a good thing going, just keep going, I reckon, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely venue. It's very cool.
Yeah, and lots of history there. We'll get to a bit of Balkan history a bit later. But first, can I get you guys to introduce yourselves, your role in the band, and also talk us through the other 9 members as well? Because it's quite a big, it's a big roster of people.
Well, I'm Frankie Purak, and I'm the band leader, and I play saxophone and a bit of vocals.
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Nikki Rich. Thank you very much for having us. I am the main vocalist, and I also play percussion when I'm not singing.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of trumpet players. We've got Mike Costello and Ben Hunt on trumpets.
Yeah.
And trombones, we've got Kaito Wally and Gareth Thompson-Darling, and we've got a snare drum, Darren Sigley, and we've got a bass drum, a Balkan bass drum called a tapan, that's played by Steve Swanson, and we've got Simon Grove on the sousaphone helicon, one of those big tuba things,
yes,
providing the bass.
Yep. Isn't
that everyone?
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah,
9.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, not everyone has a tuba in the band, eh? How is that? Lineup's changed a bit over the years, eh? How long has the band been going?
Let's see, around 14, just over 14 years. There's been a few change in people, but not much actually.
Yeah, the last 10 or so years have been pretty solid lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
The same instrumentation as well.
Yeah, and so, Frankie, you're the band leader. Was Niku Nezina your baby, your idea back in the inception of it?
Back in the day? Yeah, well, actually, it started off as a group of us got together for a theatre show. There was a director who had been over in the Balkans and he really wanted live music for his show.
Yeah.
And we put it together and we learned a bunch of tunes and a few of us were like, this is actually quite cool. Let's keep doing this. And then the band's evolved and it's gone through a few different changes and stuff, and yeah, it kind of came out of there. And also my background is from the Balkans as well, so
yeah.
I listened to a lot of that music growing up.
Yes, it's quite a distinctive sound. Where's your, may I ask where your family is from in the region?
My father's Croatian,
yeah.
So Dalmatian,
yeah.
And also my mum, not Balkans, but she's from the Ukraine, but
yeah.
Slavic as well.
Yeah, my husband's Dalmatian as well, so I'm a bit familiar with the region and the food and the culture.
Are you part of the family,
yeah? Yeah. How did you sort of translate that Balkan sound for a New Zealand kind of audience? Because it's sort of, there's this traditional sense to it, but at the same time it is kind of its own thing. What sort of did you consider when, being a New Zealand Balkan brass band?
Well, I don't know. I think that music is, especially that kind, you don't need to adjust it too much. It's just great music, and I think it appeals to, like, all cultures. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a high energy. It's got a good feeling. It's danceable. Some of the odd time signatures can be a bit challenging for some Kiwi audiences, but they get the head around it. We play a lot of songs in 7 and in 9. Which are different measures of counting.
Yeah.
But we also, like, we play the classic Balkan repertoire, like we know a lot of tunes, but we also write our own tunes in the style.
Yeah.
And also adding our own different elements as well, do you know what I mean?
And you sing in a few different languages, is that correct?
Yeah, Nikki does.
Yep, there's Roma Gypsy is a prominent one. Serbian, Croatian, Serbo-Croatian language. Got a little smattering of English, not much, but a little bit. A Greek song we do. We haven't done that one in a while. It just depends on the set list, really, what what language is prominent. But I'd say Roma Gypsy and Serbian Croatian prominent.
Yeah.
What's sort of unique about that region's, you know, musical sound, the traditional kind of brassy, folky kind of stuff? For people that maybe aren't familiar, how would you explain it or why it's significant or so, yeah, so good?
It's pretty much party music, right? So these bands were used in like celebrations, like big parties or a wedding or, you know, anything you want to celebrate. Sometimes like there's a tradition of going down to the train station and getting a bunch of musicians together and getting them to come and play your gig. But these days it's a huge thing now. Balkan bands are throughout the world.
Yeah, it's
and also this also mobile as well, which is really cool. You know what I mean? Like we can play acoustically as well as plug into a full PA system. So, like a lot of times in our sets, we can jump into the crowd and
get amongst it.
That's really special.
You did that. I saw you play in Wellington. It must have been 2016. And yeah, you came right through the venue, like from the front to the back with the whole with everyone, with the tube with everyone, came through the crowd. It was amazing.
Where was that? Do you remember where it was?
Oh, was it some craft beer place kind of near Courtney Place? I think the venue's gone now, but yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I remember it very vividly. And because it's quite cinematic music you play, and obviously you've had your music in What We Do in the Shadows, which is quite a good credit.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, we had like, I think was it three yeah. songs yeah. in that, yeah, including the closing credits one. Played at the premiere.
How did that come about?
A good friend of mine, Gretchen Peterson, she's an editor, and she hit me up one day and was like, hey, you got any music for... I could give to some directors for a movie, and I'm like, I've got these tracks, blah blah blah. I don't think we had the latest recording done, so I just sent her some iPhone tracks.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I'll take those, and I just forgot about it. And I think months and months and months went by, and then I got a formal letter or email coming in. Hey, we wanted to use your music in the movie, and I'm like, oh, what? Since I completely forgot about that, and there's just history. Yeah.
We're like, oh, wait, hang on, can we, like, re-record it, you know, in the studio or something? Because it was at a rehearsal running through stuff, and it sounded really good. The phone recording sounded really good. However, you know, you're like, you're going to use it in a movie? Hang on a sec. And they're like, no, we love that. We love the fact that it's on the iPhone recording and, you know, gritty, whatever the words you want to use. And that was it, in the movie.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, it is such cinematic music. And Frankie, I understand you're a fan of director Ima Kusturica's films, speaking of cinema.
Yeah, I love the movies. They're so cool.
Aren't they fabulous?
They are, yeah.
I think there's a scene.
You've seen them, obviously, yeah?
Oh, I have seen them many times. There's a scene in Black Cat, White Cat where the brass band is all, I think, tied to a tree. Am I remembering rightly?
Well, that's right. And there's a moment where there's the there's an old character in his 90s or whatever, and he gets they're at a hospital, and the brass band is like leading him out of hospital, celebrating. He's got a bottle of whiskey in one hand, whatever, rakia, whatever.
Yes.
I think that's how I want to leave hospital one day.
Yeah.
What is it you love about his films? I mean, they're sort of very darkly comedic.
A lot of dark humor and like the characters, because you know I've been around Balkan people all my life, and I think he really sums up what they're actually like, you know.
Yes. Yes, it's even the sort of more dramatic or sad scenes are always overlaid with a bit of humor or a bit of levity as well. Oh, have I lost you guys? Hold on. I believe the line is... Have we got them? Have they gone? Let's take a little intermission and I will check this call. Hold on a second, guys. Thanks for your patience.
Music quiz time. Is the whole team here?
Yeah.
Dad rock expert.
Yeah.
Techno master.
Yep.
Hip hop geek.
Yep.
Jazz aficionado. Where's the jazz aficionado? I said meet at 7.
I think their watch is set to a weird time signature.
Yeah, 7-8.
Get your team ready for the Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz. Fortnightly on Mondays, hosted by Tim Batt. Free entry and great prizes to be won.
The Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz. This Monday at the Tuning Fork. Sign up at tuningfork.co.nz.
Strange Universe and 95 BFM are on Cloud 9 to present The Black Angels. Live at the Power Station, Saturday, June 6th, as part of Strange Universe Winter.
Yes, I can hear you.
Marking the 20th anniversary of their debut album.
I don't know what to do.
The Black Angels are set to bring sacred fuzz to the unholy temple of the Power Station. Strange Universe Winter, featuring the Black Angels at the Power Station and so much more. See the stupendous full lineup and get tickets from banishmusic.com.
It doesn't matter if you get up at Sparrow's Fart, Rooster's Crow, Brunch O'Clock, Noontide, Golden Hour, or even Witching Hour. You'll always rise and shine with an 8:30 start.
8:30 Coffee, roasting delicious specialty coffee right here in Auckland.
So get a bag or 10 of 8:30 beans today and taste it for yourself. Plus, get a special discount by using discount code 95BFM.
8:30 Coffee Roasters. Check them out today at 8:30.com.
All right, we're back. I've got Frankie and Nikki back on the line.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, no, all good. And I pushed the wrong button and, you know, it is what it is. It's all good. Anyway, so
all good.
You are coming up to Auckland tomorrow. What can people expect from a live show if they haven't seen Nick and Nesnia before?
I think it's almost like transporting yourselves to the Balkans. You'll get lots of brass, lots of percussion, nice vocals, good energy, catchy tunes. It's a fun night out, really, and something that you remember for years to come.
And something different.
It's dancing music, is that right?
Yeah, very much so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dancing is wired.
And your last album, that was Babushka's Balkan Banquet, that came out in 2018. Have you got anything new in the pipeline, or are you focusing on performing, touring, and that kind of stuff at the moment?
No, we have a new album that we are currently, we've got the tunes together for, and we just need to put out a recording session. So we've got tunes ready to go. So you'll be hearing some new tunes at these concerts. But yeah, we're definitely going to be putting out an album this year.
Oh, that's so exciting. And what about shows this year, other than these two? What's on your kind of calendar for anyone that maybe can't make it or is located elsewhere in the country and wants to hear you guys? What's coming up?
What's coming up? We are yet to lock some things in. We just did Cuba Duper 2 weekends ago in Wellington, and then we did Newtown Festival earlier in March, which were amazing, and we teamed up with Karen O'Leary, and we did a really cool like mock wedding thing at Cuba Duper, which was so much fun and really successful.
Tell me more about that. That sounds amazing. What did that involve?
Well, yeah, we did a couple of roaming sets, and then we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to just cruise around and just fake marry people? And the festival loved the idea, so that's what we did. We got Karen O'Leary to be our celebrant.
Yeah.
Big celebrant. And we had so many people. We did two roaming sessions, and the second session we had maybe 10 to 15 people that wanted to be fake married. And so we did this really huge oh, so funny. There's some footage online if anybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, so imagine a wedding, impromptu wedding, and then we were the party band pretty much, the wedding band at the end, and everyone was just dancing in the streets. It was great. It was a great atmosphere. It turned out quite well.
Then we marched off down the street. It was so cool. It was so fun.
But in terms of gigs coming up, we've got what usually do we do? We tour a bit, so we'll probably be booking some shows out of town. And we also do usually one a year, a big show in Wellington. We usually revolve it around food, so we have like a dine and dance kind of situation, like back in the olden days, where we sometimes we would have a specialty dish, and then
like
borscht, like Ukrainian borscht, or like goulash or something. And then so people sit around at tables, and then we provide the entertainment afterwards. So make it a big night.
Do you ever do
chivapi
or
borek? Oh, maybe the next one. Ooh. That's a good idea.
It's hard to get around these parts.
There'll be definitely some chivapi in Dalmatian Club. They do provide food there, so if people want to come and...
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be some of that there to enjoy.
That's this Saturday, and they serve dinner from 7 o'clock.
So chivapi is like a Balkan. How would you describe it? Like a meat sausage?
It's like an uncased sausage, or kind of a little bit like a kofta. But yeah, it's really hard to get in Auckland because there's no Croatian restaurants. Like, yeah, I was just in Melbourne and you can get it there because there's, you know, eateries. But here you sort of have to know someone who can make it for you, or if you go to the clubs, you can get it sometimes. So knowing that they're doing a dinner service at the Dalmatian Cultural Society is great intel. How much are tickets?
I was going back to the chivapi. I think last time I was there, I met a very passionate Serbian guy who told me like the secret recipe of chivapi. I think it was a good half an hour conversation.
And I'm sure everyone's got.
I think you mentioned that you could put baking soda in it or something. Yeah,
that's the secret. So passionate. Yeah, I keep asking Croatian friends and relatives to set up a food truck, but no one has yet. I think it would do really well.
I reckon it would.
I know. What time are you on Saturday on stage?
Saturday, the doors open at 7.
Yeah.
We've got tickets through Humanitex, and there'll also be door sales.
Yeah.
Cheaper if you get a pre-sale.
Yeah.
And we'll be on, I reckon, a little bit after 8 o'clock starting time.
Nice. And what about Lee Sawmill? What time are you hitting the stage there so people can plan their drive up after work?
I think it's pretty similar. Our doors open at 7 and on a little bit after 8:30. So nice and early, you'll be able to go to bed, pumping, full of all sweaty. Have a shower, and then you can enjoy your day, not too late, you know what I mean?
Amazing. That sounds great. Will you be selling any merch?
Of course. Yeah, we've got merch. What have we got left?
We have T-shirts and tea towels and albums, CDs.
Any trucker caps?
I don't think we have any caps left. They were popular. Yeah,
T-shirts sounds like tea towels sounds like a brilliant idea to me. And where can people get listen to your music from? Is it streaming everywhere? What's the sort of best preferred platforms for you guys?
The best place is that just go to our website. Yeah. You can listen to it there. I think Bandcamp's really good.
Yeah.
We're on all the platforms. We've got Spotify or what else is out there?
That sounds like pretty much all of it, I think. Ticked it off. Amazing.
Yeah, Bandcamp's the one, I reckon.
Bandcamp's great, and you can buy individual songs and albums and all sorts of stuff, and it's such a good way
to support
everyone. All right, well, that was Frankie Kurek and Nikki Rich from Nico Neznia, Wellington-based Balkan Brass Band, who are coming up to our neck of the woods this weekend playing at Lee Sawmill Friday, April 10th, in Auckland on Saturday, 11th of April, at the Dalmatian Cultural Society. I will put some show notes and links on the BFM website for anyone listening who's keen to head along. I will do my best to get there on Saturday. Thank you guys very much for talking to us. Thank you.
For having us.
Thank you so much for having us on. Love it. We're looking forward to it. Good. Everybody come along.
Yes, it's good for dancing, good fun, such a good time, I can confirm. All right, safe drive, guys. See ya.
Thank you.